Those things God say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for clapping of the hands. Truly, we're so glad to be in the house of prayer again, to be gathered among the saints of God, the people of God, and all those that love God. I'm so full of joy today. So thankful for all the trials, yes, Lord. The trial by fire, yes, Lord. I'm so glad. Because we're coming out pure gold. Yes, praise the Lord. We're not complaining when He takes us, allows us to go through, yes, Lord. Because we recognize that He's purifying us. He's making us ready. And I'm so looking forward to doing the message on the ministry of circumcision. Because we recognize more and more that He has to circumcise our hearts. Yes, Lord. And so when you first hear the word of God and know that we have fallen short of His glory, we know that our thoughts are not in line with His thoughts and His will. And when He begins to show us His way, sometimes it hurts, yes, Lord. It cuts, yes, Lord. And if you think back in the Old Testament, the covenant that God had with Abraham was in His flesh. All the males had to be circumcised. People do it today, still. And some of us don't really know because we were circumcised when we were small kids. We don't know the pain that you go through in circumcision. Abraham was an older man. Yes, Lord. He was old when he was circumcised. And it cuts away this unclean part of the skin on your private part. The people don't like those thoughts of that. There was something about the reason why God chose that. Yes, Lord. He cuts away the unclean part. Yes, Lord. Circumcise you to make you clean before God. And Christ was the minister, the circumcision of the heart. Yes, Lord. With His truth, He cuts away everything in our heart. Yes, Lord. That's not like Him. So when we first hear His words, sometimes it pricks. Yes, Lord. It hurts. Just like on the day of Pentecost, when Peter and the rest of the apostles stood up, yes, Lord, and told them what they had to do to be saved. Acts around the second chapter. They were pricked, cut in their hearts. Yes, Lord. They cried out to Peter, said, "Man and brother, what shall we do?" And He told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. For the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And this promise is unto you and unto your children, unto all that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Yes, Lord. This new covenant. Yes, Lord. You know, people still miss it sometimes. There was a covenant they had in the flesh. All of them had to do that. They had to do it. Yes, Lord. Had to. Yes, Lord. Or they would be cut off. God said this word, they would be cut off. And those that were not circumcised will be cut off. If you can begin to see that those that say baptism and all these things are not necessary, until you understand the circumcision of the heart, yes, Lord, what Christ is doing, you'll realize, oh yes, you do have to do it. Oh yes, you do. Yes, Lord. Just like they did. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, of your sins. Yes, Lord. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the water and of the Spirit. Yes, Lord. Except a man be born of water and Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Yes, Lord. If you believe, as I think we went through last week, I'm just trying to touch on this a little bit before we go into the regular message. We noticed that Paul, I believe it was around the 10th chapter of Acts. I'm not sure it is. I'm sorry, maybe the 9th chapter. I might have that a little bit off, but when he came to the disciples of Jonah, disciples that believed as well, yes, sir, and asked, the first thing he asked him is, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And it's a minute time they'll pay attention to that. He said, just believe. Yes, Lord. And confess in your heart. Yes, you have to do that. You have to believe. But if you really believe, you're going to obey. That is the true sign of a believer. And that's why you see us, as God brings us and shows us what to do. If we believe him, we will do his will. We will start doing it. Walking. Yes, Lord. That's what it's all about. Yes, Lord. We can't say we love him if we don't keep his commandments and do them. He says the doers will be saved. The doers of the word. Just the doers. Not hearers only. Yes, sir. Many people hear, and they hear every Sunday. Keep hearing, but never start doing. Yes, Lord. The thing that makes a difference is we have to be doers of the word. We heard the word. Yes, sir. The preaching coming through the man of God. And we wanted to be saved. We heard that we all were lost, all were sinners that had fallen short of the glory of God. And we cried out, just like they did, Lord, save us. Save us, Lord. And the men of God continued to say, repent and be baptized. And they gave us a chance to stand, yes, Lord, to be baptized, to be buried with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we stood up, yes, Lord. I want to be saved, yes, Lord. I believe what your words that you're saying. I believe that God, yes, Lord, indeed came. Yes, Lord. He walked on this earth as Jesus. Yes, Lord. As the only begotten Son. We beheld his glory. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. He was God himself walking on the earth. The Word became flesh. Yes, Lord. And dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. Came and let paid price for us to wash away our sins. You know why he washed away our sins? Yes, Lord. Because he is holy. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Nothing that defiles can dwell with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our sins must be washed away. We must turn from our ways and walk in the truth. He gave us the truth. There is no lie in truth. There is no sin in truth. Yes, Lord. We are now striving to overcome everything that's not like him. Yes, Lord. He wants a church that's without spot, without wrinkle. He says, be holy, for I am holy. Yes, Lord. Once you understand what it's all about, thanks. And we're going to try to keep it short. That God, when he appears, since he's holy, nothing that's unholy can dwell in his presence. If you're wondering why, people are wondering, he came yet. You better be glad he ain't came yet. Because when he appears, if you're not holy, let him be unholy still. And I guarantee you, you will not be building his presence. He's trying to say, it's not that he hates you, he loves you, that's why he's waiting. That's why he gave us grace. Grace. We have time now to do his will. But it's winding up. Yes, it is. We must get it right. When he appears, everything that's not holy will burn up. It will burn up. Yes, Lord. If you're not under his blood and have stopped sinning, yes, Lord, you will burn up. All of us will. Yes, Lord. Not that he, like I said, hates us. It's his nature. He is light. Yes, Lord. You turn the light on, darkness has to go. It's just that simple. That's how God is. And he's given us a chance to overcome this world. So I want to say thank the Lord that we are saved by the grace of God. Yes, Lord. And we're walking in the newness of life. Yes, Lord. We're not worried about yesterday anymore. Yes, Lord. Today is a new day. Yes, Lord. And we believe in the grace that God's given us. And we're determined to love him, to keep his words, All of them. Every last one of them. And as we have grown, we receive the milk of the word. We talked about that as well. As babies. But the scripture made us to know, just like a baby takes milk, I'll say it again, I'm trying to be short with you. The milk is coming into the baby so that the baby can grow. Alright? It's not for the baby to stay on milk all of his life. That's not the way it works. That's look. The baby grows and it gets off its weaned, off of his mother's breast. It has to learn to eat. Yes, Lord. You cannot stay a baby all of your life. You must grow now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Wake up! As you heard earlier, he said, thou that sleepest, all of us in Christ, we had better wake up. Yes, Lord. We can't keep running around acting like we little babies. Alright? Yes, Lord. We have to receive the sincere milk, and then we have to also receive the meat. It's time to eat. Yes, Lord. His body and drink his blood. Yes, Lord. So we thank God so much. Thank you, God. We ask you out for a very short prayer. I know our time will go over just a little bit. Very short prayer. We ask everyone to rise. We always want to say to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we'll have a short message. And then let you go. Yes, Lord. Let us look to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord God, in your precious name, in the name of Jesus Christ. There is none like you, Lord. No name higher than yours. Under heaven, under earth, wherever, Lord. Given among men, Lord, whereby we must be saved. Other than the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the worship, Lord. Because we know that you created us. You created us, Lord, for your glory. You redeemed us, yes, Lord, when we fell short. Came down and dwelt among us and paid the price for our sins. Showed us the way, said, I am the way, yes, Lord, the truth and the life. Yes, Lord, made us to know the truth, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, redeemed us with your own blood. And then you came, Lord, and filled us with your spirit. Yes, Lord, filled us, gave us power to sin no more. And we praise you today, Lord, we worship you. We believe, Lord God Almighty, that you have made us sons of God. Yes, Lord, and daughters and children of God. We believe. Because we believe, Lord, when we see your truth, yes, Lord, as you lead and guide us, Lord, we take the step, we walk. Yes, Lord, thank you for walking with us right now. By your grace and by your mercy, we are able, Lord, to trust you, Lord, in you, Lord, to know that you're with us even right now. Yes, Lord, we know that you kept us and brought us even to this place. We're asking you right now, every person that's here, Lord, search our hearts. Yes, Lord. Comfort us. You said that you would send the comforter, Lord. Fill us with your spirit. Yes, Lord. Make us to know, Lord Jesus, that's nothing too hard for you. Yes, Lord. That you love us so much, Lord Jesus. That you forgave us. Yes, Lord. And that you, Lord, which by your spirit will guide us. When you guide us, Lord Jesus, we will not slip. We will not fall. Yes, Lord. We will not fall. Yes, Lord. Uphold us with your spirit, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Cause us to love you, Lord, and love one another as you commanded. Yes, Lord. And we will forever give you the glory, the praise, and worship for which you deserve. Lord God, because we know that you love us, and we love you, Lord, with all of our hearts, soul, mind, might, and strength. With everything that we have, Lord, with everything that's in us, we love you, Lord, and we love one another. These are the blessings we ask of you, Lord, and thanks we give to you. In your precious name, in the name of Jesus Christ, let us all say, Amen. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to try to keep going. I want to thank God so much for the message coming from and encouraging words coming from Elder Eric. And like he was saying, I can't say enough. It's so beautiful. It's like that. I was thinking about Jeremiah earlier. It's so amazing how God works. That's right. Fear not. Yes, Lord. Fear not. Do not be afraid. And so speak his word. And he's teaching us that more and more. Not to be afraid of their faces. And so I'm telling you, you have to learn this thing. You have to learn this thing. Every situation in your life, I'm telling you, he brings it there for that reason, to for you to learn. Situations I'm going through in my life as well is teaching me. Oh yes. We must speak the truth in love. And we must not be afraid of their faces. Yes, Lord. Thank you so much for sending your word, Lord. Because we need it. Tell me, we need it so bad. Feeding us. Yes, Lord. Let's look real quick at Acts, the 9th chapter. I just want to remind you of the same thing. It's very similar to kind of continue with what Elder was saying about not being afraid. And you'll see when you're not afraid. And you just do what God said to do. How you see that he's working through everything. Take a look at Acts 9th chapter, beginning about the first verse. I move kind of quickly because Acts, yes, Acts the 9th chapter. It says to all the saints of God as well who've been so faithful. My testimony, I always want to give all honor and worship to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jump out to Elder Eric, to all the saints of God, and our visitors. We thank you so much for your faithfulness today. Alright, so let's turn to Acts 9 chapter. Okay, if you're here there, we go ahead and pick up, go ahead and begin. I'll start, it's Carl's going to read. First verse, it says, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, his Paul, his Lord. Breathing out threatenings. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
This is what's going to happen to you. Yes, Lord. To those that were teaching the truth. Even though this Paul turned around. But you can see what happens. Continue, please. Second verse.
And desire of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem.
Don't be afraid, saints. This is what's going to happen many times. He went, give me some letters. Give me the right. If I find anybody down there who believes he's teaching this Jesus Christ, I may find him. Yes, Lord. We're going to get him. Yes, Lord. Third verse. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly, there shined round about him a light from heaven. Yes, Lord. This is what I love about God. People will be threatening you, I'm telling you. They will be saying all kinds of stuff to you.
Yes, they will.
Oh, yes, they will. Yes, Lord. I've learned it too. But if you trust in God, if they really are God, you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
If they're not from God, don't worry about it. If they're from God, he will step in.
Right.
Oh, yes, he will. He will step in. He'll step in. He'll do it. Yes, Lord. Continue, please, everyone. The fourth verse.
And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
God came to him and told him, made him to see, made him to understand. Sometimes when people are saying, even us, we're saying things and people are ready to bind us. We're teaching the truth that God has brought us to. Yes, sir. And when we first said it, they want to bind us.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. But just don't worry about it.
Amen.
Leave it in God's hands. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of their faces. Yes, Lord. If they love God, don't worry about it.
Amen.
If they love God, he'll knock them off their horses. He'll do it to us too. Oh, yes. He'll knock them off their horses. Make them to know, why are you persecuting me? Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Fifth verse. And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick the sword against the pricks. You're going to have a hard time trying to kick it fighting with me. You're going to have, boy, you're wasting your time. Yes, Lord. When he asks who God is, Lord, who are you? People still struggle with who God is.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. He said, I am Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus Christ is God Almighty.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. He's Father in creation, Son in redemption, and now Holy Ghost in the church. It is Him.
Amen.
The same Spirit, the Comforter, is Christ Himself. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. It was Jesus saying it. It was God Himself saying, I will fill you with my Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
He ascended up that He might fill all things. Yes, Lord. That's why He went up. Yes, Lord. The right hand of God. It's not a right or left hand side of God. Yes, Lord. We're trying not to get towards others. Showing the power by the power of God. Yes, Lord. We are saved. All right, let's continue on, please. The sixth verse. Everyone.
The sixth verse. And he trembled and astonished, saying, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do.
Here you go again. What, men and brethren, what shall we do? Here's Paul. What do I do, Lord? Arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Must. Yes, Lord. Must do it.
Yes, Lord.
And then, 7th verse, and the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. They heard it too. Yes, Lord. Heard a voice, but seeing no man. So like, he will speak. Oh, yes, he will. Continue on, everyone. 8th verse.
And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus.
They brought him to Damascus, yes, Lord. I'm going to try to keep going, but I got to keep it moving. So much more I can say about this. The 9th verse, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. Everyone, 10th verse.
And there was a certain disciple at Damascus, named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord.
I am here, Lord. We start off with a song this morning. We start off with a song this morning. Yes, Lord. Lord, I'll go. I might just have Bill come inside for now. Lord, I'll go. Tell Bill to just come on inside. Yes. Lord, I'll go. We see here a man of God, Ananias. You see how when God came in? He said, here I am, Lord. Here I am. Yes, Lord. Here I am.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. 11th verse. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. See how God moving? One man threatening everybody, another man saying, Lord, here I am. Just tell me what to do, Lord. I'm telling you, boy, that's why you got to surrender to His will. Yes, Lord. You got to surrender to His will. Yes, Lord. 12th verse, everyone.
And have seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight.
Yes, Lord. He saw the vision. Yes, Lord. A man coming, he was praying. And Paul saw in a vision, somebody's going to come in and lay their hand on him. Amen, son? Yes, Lord. 13th verse. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of his men. Yes, Lord. How much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. This man has been doing evil stuff, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Don't be afraid.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. If he tells us that we can't be afraid, saints. If he would listen to his own mind, man, he can't be God. He's over there to tell him he go find our saints. And here comes God. And this man, what? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Continue. 14th verse, everyone.
And here he had authority. And here he had authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name.
You see, he's talking to God. See what his name did, Lord. You know? This is why you can't be afraid. Because Paul was really threatened. Because he didn't know what God was doing for Paul.
Amen.
At the same time. Yes, Lord. He didn't know what he was doing for Paul. Yes, Lord. Okay. I'm trying to see if I need to skip that. Let's keep going. 15th verse. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and to the children of Israel. Everyone, 16th verse.
For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
Yes, Lord. 17th verse. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house. He was obedient. See, he believed God and he obeyed. He just did what he said to do. Just go down there and do it. And putting his hands on him, said, and here's the man who's dealing evil, Brother Saul.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way, as thou camest, has sent me, that thou might receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. I'm telling you the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Continue, everyone. 18th verse.
And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized.
You notice he just got baptized and he received the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
See how we saved? Don't let people fool you. Yes, Lord. Don't let it fool you. Don't let it fool you. Yes, Lord. So don't be afraid, saints. We just want to show you that. Fear not. Yes, Lord. When God calls us, we say, here I am, Lord. That's what we're saying that to us. When he began to show us, he showed us things. We're going to touch on it briefly. And then we're like, Lord, oh my God. These people, they killed for stuff like this. Yes, Lord. The nation had this known for going against people who believe certain ways when it comes to family. Yes, Lord. People that don't like us either. But he said, just go. Just do it. That's right. You'll see, he's working with the hearts. You ain't got to worry about it. Just don't be afraid of their faces. It was so perfect. Yes, Lord. Let's touch real quick. We're going to close out. We'll have to skip down a little bit because we're just out of time.